Dozens of New York City public school parents have filed a lawsuit against Governor Andrew Cuomo and his education commissioner for holding up $250 million in state funding for city schools. At issue is the Cuomo administration's recent decision to sit on $250 million in school funding to the city as a penalty for the failure of the mayor and the teachers union to agree on a new teacher evaluation plan. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit argue the penalty violates the state constitution and may also run afoul of the landmark Campaign for Fiscal Equity court ruling that ordered the state to make up for years of shortfalls in funding for New York City schools. That ruling called for the state to increase funding by more than $2 billion, which the latest lawsuit says the state has failed to do. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the lawsuit with Sam Pirozzolo, the parent of two Staten Island school children and president of Community Education Council 31.
The children are the ones who are being hurt with the loss of this $250 million. The children have absolutely nothing to do with whether the Department of Education or the UFT come together as far as a contract for teacher evaluations. They're not even a party to the negotiations, yet they're the only ones that are really hurt by this deal. The New York State Legislature has determined that there was a certain amount of money required for New York City to have state aid, and the governor put a caveat on that saying, only if you reach this agreement. And that's not possible to do, okay? The state legislature determines the amount of aid, and that aid has to be given to the district. There's no performance measures that are set. There are no backseas. There's nothing that can be done to take this money away. It was determined by the state, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So for the governor to withhold this money, we feel is unconstitutional and illegal.
Now, I see where your attorney representing the plaintiffs here is Michael Rebell, who we know from his work with the Campaign for Fiscal Equity, which won that case that took many years ago through the court system that provided this order to the state that they have to fund city schools. How does his involvement in this fit into the picture, and how does the Campaign for Fiscal Equity success in their lawsuit way back fit into the picture here?
Well, it's a little bit different as far as, the monies that were won there to the money that we're trying to get back here. Mm-hmm. Michael has a winning record, so it's certainly a pleasure to be able to work with him and to sign on with this. But this is more of, I don't know how you would say it, but it's just more of a matter of fact, where certain things can and cannot be done legally. And, you cannot say to a state agency, or the New York State Legislature cannot say to the New York State Education Department, we're going to give you this money, but if you play nice, we'll give you extra money. There's no bonuses, as I've said. So it's something that should be able to, be figured out, I would say, pretty quickly and pretty simply, an injunction put on it, and that money returned to New York City.
Mm-hmm. So you filed a lawsuit already?
Yes.
Yeah. And do we know, has there been any response from the court? I'm assuming you're anticipating a decision on an injunction.
I haven't heard as of yet. The lawsuit was filed yesterday afternoon, mid-afternoon, and I haven't had a chance to speak to Michael about it.
Okay. And just your sense of what this all means to the young people in our school system. I guess it's pretty obvious, but just what your thoughts are.
Well, let me put it to you like this. For decades, okay, and we can tie in a whole bunch of things here because, we happen to be at the precipice here and maybe, we can focus this pressure. But if you look at for decades, the students of New York City are the ones who consistently lose out. The unions are only out for their members. And while they may say if it's good for teachers, they may say if it's good for children, then it's good for us, they don't mean that, okay? The Department of Education says, well, if we close schools, we're going to make it better for students. They don't mean that either. So for generations and decades, the students have been caught between, these two big giants, and the kids are the one stuck to get the crumbs that fall to the floor. There has been legislation introduced by Assemblyman Weprin and Senator Montgomery to eliminate mayoral control in its current form by changing the changing the way the PEP panel is organized. And I support that. We are missing parents, okay? When you have the Department of Education and you have unions, all you have is what we have seen forever. If you put parents in there who are not owned by the DOE, not owned by the UFT, I believe that you will finally start to see things happen that are in the best interest of children. Nothing happens now in the best interest of children. It's only in the best interest of the other parties involved. The only other thing that I would have to say is that parents need to be aware that the wool is constantly being pulled over their eyes, no matter who tells them anything, and that they have to stand up for parents to have a seat at the table when it comes to educational policies that are being made for their children.
Sam Pirozzolo is the president of Community Education Council 31 in Staten Island and has two children in the public school system. He was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.